In contrast to modern gravestones, funerary stelae in antiquity rarely mention the age of the deceased or the year of their death. In some cases, it's not even obvious who was buried there. We can deduce where and when this relief was made from its style and composition, as well as from the marble itself, which came from a quarry near Athens. An antiques dealer sold this funerary stele to Dresden in 1912, and perhaps he knew where it may once have stood. But if so, he took that knowledge with him to the grave. Arcesilas may well have buried his daughter in the area known as Kerameikos on Athens' main cemetery, since excavations there found many similar funerary reliefs. Some of the funerary stelae were significantly larger, presumably commissioned by families with far more money than Arcesilas. As was common in the classical world, the main cemetery in Athens was also set outside the city walls. Incidentally, if you think of ceramics when you hear the word Kerameikos, you'd be absolutely right. The area is named after the potter's workshops once located in that district. Kerameikos was crossed by two roads. One of them, known as the Sacred Way, led from the Sacred Gate to the shrines and temples at Eleusis. Many graves were found along the Sacred Way. The second road led to the Academy, home of the School of Philosophy founded by the Greek philosopher Plato.